This afternoon, we are heading to Peterborough and checking out what's going on with the Peterborough Symphony Orchestra. On the line with me now, a very special guest, Michael Noonham, the music director, conductor of this wonderful ensemble of musicians. He's going to tell us a little bit about their closer, their season finale, four fun, flashy, fiery pieces to end off that 2022-2023 season. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, Daniel.
Wonderful to have you. How is the excitement in the air for this season finale?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, this is a program that we call Welcome to the Dance.
Welcome to the Dance. Sounds fabulous. The jazzy symphonic dances from West Side Story. Arturo Marquez, a fun one. We love that one. Frequent request, the Danzón number 2. You're going to have people dancing in the aisles. I see Stravinsky in here, Florence Price. Tell us what to listen for.
Well, as you've noticed, yes, this is a program that's all based on music that's originally written to be danced or inspired by the dance. Of course, the most well might be the Side Story because it was originally written for Broadway, and
yep.
Leonard Bernstein, you know, the dance episodes from it make this particular piece, which is played by many, many orchestras, and Danzón number 2. By Marquez, as you noticed, and the music by Stravinsky to Firebird, one of the absolute most important pieces I think ever written, particularly in the 20th century, and a piece by Florence Price, you know, who was up until fairly recently kind of forgotten. And so,
yeah, what a great revival of her music now. Yeah. You have also one of her dance works, Dances in the Cane Breaks. What's that
right.
all about?
Well, this is a piece that she wrote for piano in the year that she died in 1953, and it was taken mm-hmm. by William Still Grant and orchestrated. But really, it's three pieces that seem to reminisce about her growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, and it's a little bit inspired by Dvorak, like a lot of her music, and it just makes you feel good.
Terrific. A great program, and it's happening very soon, May 27th. That's this weekend, 7:30 p.m.
That's this weekend. Yeah, at 7:30 p.m. we do a pre-concert chat, and of course we have a special guest, a performance artist, Peterborough's first poet laureate, Sarah Lewis,
yep.
who prefaces all of these pieces with poems of great strength about society's change, and seems to sew all of these pieces together into one unit.
Terrific. And her name is Sarah Lewis, I see, from Curve Lake First Nation.
Absolutely, yes. She has always a very, very strong message about what she does, but her poetry, it's kind of like rap in a way. It's rhythmic, and she
yep.
performs this, and so she's chosen four different poems that are going to really highlight the music that we're going to be playing.
Terrific. Well, it's really exquisite programming. I mean, often I'm asked to also accompany piano with a poetry reading, and often it turns out into a very intimate evening, setting a mood and atmosphere. But here you've added poetry with that rhythmic vitality that can go with this fiery program. Very exciting.
Yeah. It's also important, I think, that orchestras and also any cultural institutions, we find a way to reflect our communities in a deep way. And when we present music like West
yes.
Side Story, something that's international, we find something that's local that somehow brings it all home. And I think Sarah really helps us with this.
Gotcha. Well, you have been quoted as a born communicator with Michael. The music bubbles over with life and temperament. Can we go back a little bit to your background? And growing up in Canada, you've been around many, many places. I see Poland in here, Slovakia, Hungary, Austria, Italy, all the way to South Korea.
Yeah. Well, I studied conducting because after I finished my initial degree, I went to study and live in Warsaw, Poland, which I know
All
you
right.
know well.
Yes, yeah. yes. When were you there? Which years?
Yeah, I was there from 1988 to I finished 5 years later, the conducting program there, but I continued to live in Warsaw, and I was on the staff of the Warsaw Chamber Opera until 1996.
Oh, our paths just barely crossed. I came there for a holiday in 97 and ended up staying at the Chopin Academy. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think from what I remember, I think you went to study with Piotr Palechny.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was his first student, pulling him out of the concert all into the pedagogy. Yeah. Very interesting academy, because it was probably the same. I mean, it had to be the same when you were there. Dvě katedry, it's divided in two, the whole building, and you have the, you know, the two have their idea, each individual idea on how to best play Chopin, and the two can't really get along with one another. But it's terrific to see that dissonance between the two, the energy there.
Well, it was very exciting times for me to be there, because of course when I arrived, Poland was still part of the Eastern Bloc, and during the time I was there were the first semi-democratic elections, and then I saw all these changes happen.
Yep, certainly. I didn't know which cafes to go to. You know, do I stick to the old communist ones where they have all that homemade food, or the more colorful Mexican restaurants popping up everywhere?
Yeah, well, now you want to go to the old ones, the old style ones, right?
Oh, they have a charm about them. The lady in the back peeling all those potatoes by hand, just iconic.
And the more they yell at you, the better it is.
Oh, yes. Terrific times. Well, then you went off and, welcome back home to Canada. How long have you been now with this ensemble, Peterborough Symphony?
Well, this is my 22nd season, so I've been here since 2001.
Gotcha.
And so when I arrived back in Canada, this was pretty, happened quite quickly afterwards. We've really seen a lot of change here. And so right now the Peterborough Symphony is a semi-professional orchestra, our audiences are very, you know, very, very supportive of what we do. So we're really lucky.
Sounds like you've got a great network of donors, sponsors, really receptive audience there. So we wish you all the best for this upcoming concert.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
PSO, Welcome to the Dance. That is taking place this Saturday, May 27th, 7:30 p.m. To get your tickets, go to thepso.org, thepso.org. Thank you, Michael. Any closing thoughts, anything you'd like to acknowledge or mention for this concert, why we should be there?
Yes. Well, one thing I have to say is that this is our first full season, like most orchestras, after having been closed for 2.5 years almost, you know, during the pandemic and during the lockdowns. And we've just been really thrilled to see the audience response of people coming out and showing us how important live music making is, and to be together and how people really take this as being one of the great gifts that we have in our lives.
Wonderful. Very inspiring to speak with you, Michael. All the best. Keep up that great expression, energy. It's going to be a great show. Thanks for joining us here at the Jukebox. Take care.
Thanks very much, Daniel. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.